on Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the Positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday, December 8th edition. If you want to take advantage of this last opportunity, it was so nice of Missy to be willing to extend her Black Friday sale from Thanksgiving through last week. And I told her there was quite a few people who texted me that wanted to get her number, to get the website, to be able to schedule something, but failed to do it last Friday. 5 p.m. was the deadline. I said, are you willing to extend it today's show? And she said, yes, but that's it. So the bottom line, you need to contact her office. The best way to do it is simply pick up the phone. Don't necessarily rely on the website, her website, TruckerRandyHealth.com, where you can click on a link and schedule a consultation. TruckerRandyHealth.com, all one word. Better yet, call her office. 269-964-4044. Now, all you're doing by calling is scheduling an appointment to be able to talk with Missy. That's it. You're not committing to anything. You're not going to start the fat burning program next week. As a matter of fact, she doesn't even want you to start the program until after the holidays, until after New Year's. This is basically your New Year's resolution, folks. Your opportunity to have a very productive New Year's resolution. If you're fat, and believe me, I was fat for decades. We didn't meet Missy until April 23rd of 2023. I was born in 1958. The majority of my adult life, I was fat. Let's just call it what it is. I was fat. And as I got older, every single year, I'd gain another 10 pounds, another 10 pounds, another 10 pounds. I have clothes that I look at and I'm like, okay, we need to wash these and give them away because I'm never going to be that fat again, ever. I've kept it off for over 2 years. Have I cheated? Yes. Have I floated between 3 to 5 pounds over my goal weight? Absolutely. Was it really, really bad this weekend and gained another 5 pounds? You bet. And today I'm paying for it. But it's okay because I know as soon as I fast today, I'm not eating anything. I'm drinking water. I'm taking my vitamins and I'm drinking water. I'll wake up tomorrow morning and my joints will feel better and my scale will show I'm down 5 to 6 pounds in one day. It's all inflammation. Your cells are communicating with the rest of your body, your organs, and you need to fix what's wrong. Scan your body with Missy using the Zyto. And by the way, this is FDA-approved technology that she uses. Get your scan, get your report emailed to you. She goes through the report with you and tells you what needs to be fixed. She will give you the formula that will fix your metabolism and get rid of all these systems in your body that are screwed up. And the weight will just magically start coming off. You're eating real food for lunch and dinner. You skip breakfast, that's it, and have a lunch and a dinner based on what she tells you the best five proteins, vegetables, and fruits are. And which five proteins, vegetables, and fruits to stay away from. And you cut out butter, you cut out sugars, you cut out carbs, and you eat real proteins, vegetables, and fruits. And it just comes off, and it stays off. So this is your New Year's resolution opportunity. This is the last ship. This is it. Call 269-964-4044 and just simply schedule a phone call. You'll lock in the discounted price, and you'll be so happy you did. MERS News Service, during the break, after Missy disconnected, came out with an announcement, breaking news story. And it's kind of interesting because only the insiders in Lansing would even know who this person is. But this evidently is going to be a big, big deal. Personally, I don't even know who this person is. Susanna Tricarelli, Democrat for Secretary of State. Who is this person? Well, Susanna Tricarelli is the Michigan Lottery Commissioner. Been running the lottery in the state of Michigan. She announced that her resignation as the commissioner for Michigan Lottery and has announced a run for Secretary of State as a Democrat. She released a hockey-laden announcement video and said she would be willing to push for digital driver's licenses, speeding up election results, and walk-in times for senior citizens. Today, our democracy is being threatened by extremists. This is her talking in this video. From the courtroom to the court of public opinion, I have the track record and toughness to defend Michigan voters and our right to vote. And I'm asking Democrats across our state to nominate me to defend those fundamental rights. The video was shared with the media by Eric Goldman. He is the former campaign manager for Governor Gretchen Whitmer's first gubernatorial campaign back in 2018. Well, Eric now appears to be working for this Tricarelli for her run for Secretary of State. Governor Whitmer thanked her for her service as the lottery commissioner. Whitmer said she's led the commission through multiple record-breaking years, facilitating billion-dollar investments into Michigan's public schools. She has served in my administration in various roles since 2019, and I'm grateful for her work to move our state forward, Whitmer said. Whitmer said that Joe Froelich, the chief operating officer of the lottery, would be now acting as Michigan Lottery Commissioner. She went on to say that the Michigan Lottery helps us make record investments every year in our schools, and their success is supplemented by a team of professionals who ensure our games run smoothly. Well, and I'm butchering her name, Schkerli. Susanna joins a growing field of Democratic candidates for the nomination, which now includes Ingham County Clerk Barb Byram, former State Senator Adam Hollier, and Deputy Secretary of State Agaho Edevi. I'm butchering his name as well, or her name. I can't tell by the first name, so I apologize for that as well. This is going to be a very interesting nominating convention for the Democrats. Former State Representative Ingham County Clerk Barb Byram, well, Dave Ageman served with her and said she's flat out a communist, socialist, progressive liberal. We'll see where these other ones play out. We'll see who the Democrats choose as their best candidate running for Secretary of State. So that's interesting. It just broke here during the bottom of the hour news. Well, there's some questions. Political pundit questions. It's crystal ball time at MERS News Service as we look ahead to the frontline races entering the 2026 election year. We're going to presume that the former Michigan Republican Party co-chair Bernadette Smith has no shot at winning the Republican U.S. Senate primary nomination. But what does our panel of four political pundits think? We're going to ask them. Also, we're going to float the rumor that the term-limited Attorney General Dana Nessel, she's term-limited out as Attorney General, could she consider challenging U.S. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, the Muslim Palestinian from Detroit, for the 12th Congressional District seat and end up going to Washington? What is the likelihood of that happening? Finally, back in the 2022 gubernatorial filing debacle, where five Republican gubernatorial candidates were kicked off the ballot for being scammed by petition circulators who sold these campaigns pages of fraudulent signatures. How many candidates will actually make the Republican ballot next year? Well, the pundits had to answer those questions from both the Republican and the Democratic side of the ballot. First question, will former Michigan Republican Party co-chair Bernadette Smith, who announced last week that she is running for the U.S. Senate, realistically, what is her best case scenario? Well, Mario Morrow of Morrow & Associates said he doesn't see a realistic path to victory for anyone challenging Mike Rogers on the Republican side. Why? Because Donald Trump's already endorsed him. However, the question asked, will Smith force Rogers to answer more questions? Should also force President Donald Trump and MAGA to raise and spend a little bit more money before the general election than they may have otherwise. By Smith entering the race, this caused Rogers an unexpected migraine headache that aspirin can't cure. With that said, Smith's best case scenario could be to come within 5 to 7 points and set herself up for a future run in the future. But in the end, Morrow thinks Rogers is going to win. We'll get the perspective of the other pundits. Short break. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithin, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithin of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment, hour number two, talking about the former Michigan Republican Party co-chair Bernadette Smith announcing she's running for U.S. Senate, going to primary challenge Mr. Rogers, who's been endorsed by Donald Trump. Well, Dave Forsmark of Winning Strategies said Smith's best case scenario would be for Rogers to drop out of the race the Friday before the deadline, leaving her as the only candidate on the Republican side of the ballot. I thought there was another lady. What was her name? Genevieve Peters-Smith or something like that. I thought she was running also, but according to Forsmark, she may have dropped out of the race. Well, he goes on to say he compares her odds of winning the Republican primary contest against Rogers to be similar to those of Anthony Hudson being the Republican nominee for governor. Target Insight, Ed Serpolis, followed basically the same train of thought. Her best case scenario is that no one else is on the ballot. She is part of that Republican Party where they're true believers. Politics has become part of their religion to them. She has as much chance of being elected as you or I would, and we're not running, said Steve Mitchell of Mitchell Research. She might get 20% of the vote if she even gets on the ballot. Mike Rogers has such high name ID, and more importantly, he's been endorsed by Donald Trump. Yeah. Endorsed again like he was last year. And of course he won the primary because of that endorsement, but ended up losing to Slotkin. So do we really want to go down that road again? Because whoever the Democrats end up with, they're going to attack Rogers just like Slotkin did. Are we going to finally get a Republican U.S. Senator, or are we going to run a loser and have him lose again? So if they're saying she's only going to get 20% of the vote in the Republican primary next August, well, I'm going to be one of the 20%. Because I am not voting for Rogers. Did not vote for him in the primary last time. Not going to vote for him again this year. And if he ends up being the nominee, well, I'll vote for him like I did. But Slotkin beat him. And the Democrats, whoever they end up with, could probably beat him again next year. How serious are we about getting a candidate that can have a chance of really running and winning? That's my question. Next question that they asked the pundits. A rumor is floating around regarding term-limited Attorney General Dana Nessel's political future. One is that she is considering running as a primary opponent against sitting incumbent U.S. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib. What do you think her odds are of running and winning? Well, Forsmark said very slim. It's hard to beat a member of Congress. She doesn't match the district outside of her obvious core base. And she doesn't give a crap about local issues, Forsmark said. It's more logical in that it's probably too late for a statewide campaign such as U.S. Senate. If she could find a way to run against Sri Thanadar of Detroit, that would be much better. Though it would be a heck of a race if she did it, I don't know who to root for. Well, Mitchell of Mitchell Research said Nessel has been quiet about her intentions for 2026. But if she sought the Democratic primary in the 12th congressional district, she would have a very good chance of winning. Because of Nessel's high name ID, she could defer a decision to get into the race at the last minute. And she only needs 1,000 valid signatures to get on the ballot. Ed Sarpolis said his understanding is that Nessel has gotten better offers that aren't related to running for political office. If she's inclined to do it, I would give her the advice, don't. Go to the private sector and make the money. Why? Because whoever runs against Rashida Tlaib needs a lot of one-on-one exposure and a ton of money. Whoever runs against Tlaib will need to match her $6 to $7 million. Wow, that's how much she has in her campaign account? Unbelievable. $6 to $7 million to beat Rashida Tlaib. Morrow said, while the rumor mill has Nessel challenging Tlaib, it's been out there for some time. I don't think the Attorney General is going to pull the trigger on that one. If she was going to run against Tlaib, she would have had to come out a much earlier and much stronger effort. No political positioning and no messaging, she's not going to do it.